across the island. There was lots of uncertainty and anxiety as we began to see the floodwaters rise and the fires claim homes on the Big Island in Maui. Now, on the rest of the islands, many of us were wringing our hands, worried about getting our share of storm damage. But HPR's Kuve Hirishi shares some of the stress-relieving action that was going on online. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So very uplifting story. I think a perfect way to kind of get out of this stormy weather and uncertainty. There was a social media challenge that was posed last Friday. So we were about 2 days into the storm by then. A lot of people were at home waiting it out, stuck at home with the kids, and they already cleaned their house. They cooked all the food, and they were like, okay, these, what's driving us nuts? What are we going to do? Singer and songwriter from Kane Ohe, Leanne Anoinoi Punua, posed the challenge on Facebook. She grabbed her ukulele with her daughter and was like, okay, anybody who's out there who's holed up just like me, get on your social media, post a song about where you are or about your hometown, and upload it to Facebook. We're going to do a Kanikapila challenge is what it was called. It was. And veteran radio personality Mele Apana sums it up perfectly here with this. She also put in a rendition of her own song.
Aloha, everybody. Big mahalo to our sister, Anui Nui Punua, for doing this hashtag Kanikapila Kapo. It was so beautiful to see all of our family and friends share their music, all of our social media uplifting each other with music. You know, music is medicine. And so I'm going to share with you a song from my home, the beautiful island of Kauai. Even through the storm, even through the rain, Kauai is still beautiful. Here is Nani o Kauai. I told you.
That's right. And also a beautiful singer, Mento Mele. So nearly 100 uploaded videos. Videos were still being uploaded this morning for those folks late to the game. But more than 100,000 views. So a lot of families out there who were kind of waiting it out were sort of being entertained,
That's so cute.
This music. It really was. And I especially enjoyed these sort of tributes from folks that were in heavily affected areas. So Kapua Perkins, a Lahaina native, did a beautiful rendition of Puamana, kind of a shout out to those folks affected by the fires in Lahaina and also Lahaina Luna, her alma mater. But then you also had Nahoku Hanohano Award winners who anyone would sort of pay top dollar to see in concert, Kainani Kahonaele, Kuana Torres Kahele, doing these impromptu performances in their backyard, in their pajamas, and it was really beautiful, raw talent. But there were some sort of amateur folks who were like, I don't normally do this, but I'm bored out of my mind. I'm going to put something up and share a song from my, area. And they really kind of did whatever they could. If they didn't have a ukulele, there was some acapella, some hula, slacky. There was this one instance in entire families out in Waianae. There was this one auntie who was going around and grabbing all her neighborhood keiki and like, okay, get over here. We're going to sing this song about Nanakuli because we're supposed to, we got to chime in and show up for this E Kanikapila Kako challenge. But Nui Nui Punua, who sort of started this, when she put it out there, she really thought she was just going to have fun with maybe a few of her friends that wanted to chime in. But she was really overwhelmed with a lot of the response that she got from folks that she, I think there was one guy in Chicago, a Hawaiian group, who chimed in and did a little E Kanikapila challenge, or they went up to the challenge. But here she is, kind of Anui Nui, talking about what she hopes to come out of this.
So even though the hurricane was the reason why we stopped everything and we're kind of pushed in this position to do something like that, I hope the lesson continues that don't stop. Bring music back into our homes, bring music back into our lives, make it a regular thing, and ho'omau.
That was right, and that's really what she's hoping to do. It was interesting to see a lot of the folks after this come out, music producers saying, hey, let's compile all these songs and make a Hurricane Lane CD with these Nahoku Hanohana Award artists and these amateur, like, these hidden talents that we never saw before this who decided to just upload their, their video to Facebook.
It was kind of like a flash mob or a reality reality concert.
It was. I thought it was, what I liked about it was that it was a really uniquely local way of passing time and also sort of weathering the storm by bringing all these families together and all these musicians and maybe amateur musicians together at a time when, it was deeply needed.
Okay, nice way to de-stress.
It was perfect.
All right, thanks so much. That was HPR reporter Kuve Hiraishi. You can find the full story on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.